This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our entry into the business and economic news of the day arrives to us via the Congressional Budget Office, which delivered an update to its 10-year budget and economic outlook today. As always, with CBO reports like this, there is lots in there that we will get to in due course. But we begin with this. The CBO figures the economy is going to grow at a real rate of 6.7% for the year. Real just means after you adjust for inflation. And 6.7% would be a lot, the best annual growth in almost 40 years. With growth, though, and growth is, to be clear, a good thing, but with growth come some less than desirable side effects, one of which is rising energy costs. More use, higher prices, the basic formula there, of course. Crude oil today, the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate, up 2.4% today, over $75 a gallon at the close. And if you've got a gas grill in your backyard, you might have already noticed propane prices are up. That's retail, right? Propane futures are basically twice what they were a couple of summers ago. Marketplace's Andy Euler down in Austin, Texas, had a look-see to figure out what's going on.
Last month, Mitch Leff went to REI to pick up a couple of cans of propane before taking his scouting troop camping. What he found was an empty shelf, so he asked an employee to look for some in the back.
She came back with four cans in her hand, and I said, okay, I'll take two of those. And the lady who was standing next to me said, I'll take the other two.
It was the last four cans in the store, and the price?
I want to say it was at least 20% more than what I was used to paying.
Now, why the price spike? Well, one, we're exporting a lot of it overseas. Two, that freeze in the middle of the country down to Texas led to more consumption of propane and less production in February and March. And three, oil drillers in places like the Permian Basin just aren't pumping as much right now. And because a lot of propane is produced as a byproduct of crude oil refining, there's just less of it around. Nico Safos at the Center for Strategic International Studies says it's not just propane. Fuel prices more generally are rising.
The simple explanation is the economy is picking up again, and the supply system is not responding quite as quickly.
Now, limited supply and more expensive propane is an inconvenience for people like Mitch Leff and his troop. But Lauren Ross at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy says for many folks who live in rural areas, propane is what keeps them warm in the winter.
Many of these households will have to make trade-offs, properly heating their house, keeping their family safe, versus other necessities like food and medicine.
The Energy Information Administration says folks in the U.S. should expect to pay almost 15% more on propane this winter than last. And that's only if temperatures aren't colder than forecast. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.